Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rootscast. I'm Jeff Daverman, the creator of Root Concepts, owner of Infamous Network, and we are here discussing the ideas behind Root Concepts and how it applies to the lives of our fan base, the people that we work with, the folks who love what we do and want to use our artwork to express themselves and succeed in their own artistic endeavors.
So this is our preliminary interview with Jeff Daverman. This is Danny Fisher, by the way, and this is called Rootscast. Jeff Daverman is here, the man behind the art and the stickers and the help in the printing and the business. And that's his theme song, by the way. And we're just kind of letting everyone know what this is going to be about and what we foresee, kind of part of what we're doing in this adventure.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. And yes, thanks to Dubskin for the theme song music there. We love it. And yeah, I'm excited to get this podcast started and keep it rolling here and see what we can talk about, kind of deepen into Root Concepts. As you know, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary of Root Concepts. And so what we are wanting to do going forward is tell those stories, keep pushing the independent art out there and expand in different ways than what we've done in the past.
And 20 years is 20 years of business here in Prescott, making stickers. You used to do it silkscreen. Now you do it with computers. So you've been through a lot of transitions.
That's correct. When we started printing stickers back in 1996, we had to learn kind of an analog way to do it, which was silkscreen. That worked for a while, but it had its limitations. It was also a bit of a toxic process that wasn't so great. And so in 2007, we were able to acquire some digital printing equipment, and that revolutionized our business and what we were able to do artistically. Also, 2007, we started Custom Sticker Makers, which is the other side of my business, my other business, where we print stickers for anyone and everyone who has a need and an application.
Awesome. So we're going to talk, do you think, weekly?
We got a lot of things to talk about. And this is actually a project that I have been wanting to undertake now for, you know, well over a year. I had this idea about really just kind of going on the record. It's something that in the last 20 years of being an artist and putting my ideas out in the world, I have not really done. And so I think with the 20th anniversary being this year, what's really exciting about that is that I have this chance here to kind of reminisce a little bit, talk about some of the stories and kind of deepen into some of the ideas that are Root Concepts, deepen into my other artistic endeavors, like the adventures I take in the doodle sphere, my abstract side of my art. I'm working on all kinds of new things. We are actually in the process right now of putting together a new wholesale catalog for all of the stores that we work with around the country, which is going to include several new things. And we also have a few other surprises in store here in 2016 that we're going to be rolling out as the weeks go by. So stay tuned to that. Of course, this podcast is one of the exciting things because it does give me the opportunity to actually amplify my voice a little bit, and gives me a chance again to expand on a lot of the ideas that people are familiar with, folks who are familiar with Root Concept stickers and my artwork. I think it's going to be interesting to a lot of people who kind of know the sticker ideas. They've either bought a sticker or they've seen them stuck on cars over the last 20 years. Now they're going to get to know a little bit more about the ideas behind it. So I'm excited to unveil those things as we go forward with this podcast.
Right. And I'm lucky because I get to see this process. You're, you know, I'm not an introvert at all, but you're promoting yourself more. You know, you could say selfishly so you can make more business so people know you're there so they can buy your products, but you're also very connected to the community and the environment, and there's a deeper soul going here with this stuff. And to be a witness, which is, you know, my job with my podcast and the things I do, is to be a witness and inspire others for you to be able to tell your story. So it's nice for me to be able to watch you tell your story. So selfishly, it helps business. We're all promoting ourselves. It helps the community show our characters so they really get to know us, so they really feel like they're buying a piece of us. But also, you're helping spread higher consciousness, dissemination of knowledge.
Yeah, you know, ultimately, it's not about me. And yes, as an independent artist, we got to do it ourselves. I mean, nobody is out there, you know, really pushing us and promoting us. That's part of being an independent artist, is that you got to kind of row your own boat a little bit, you know. And I've been able to do that in many different ways over the last 20 years, in many different capacities, and had success, varying success, depending on what we were doing at the time. What we're doing right now, though, I think, is a new threshold. And what I've realized is that, you know, now that I have this amount of time under my belt, I do believe that there are a lot of people out there who would be interested in actually hearing my voice and hearing the stories behind what we're doing. So, you know, like you were saying, you're not an introvert. I have always been. As a two-dimensional artist, most of my artwork is done here in my studio by myself, without anybody really, doesn't really matter. You know, nobody else is here. Now, occasionally, yes, I do go out and do things like Chalk It Up, which is really fun to get feedback and stuff like that. What I'm hoping out of this podcast project is to kind of do that a little bit more, have people get to know what I do a little bit better, not just, you know, based on the little phrases and sayings and artwork that you find on Root Concept stickers, but to be able to, you know, actually deepen into the stories behind that too. And, you know, frankly, that is what we have been doing with The Word, which is the blog on my website, is that we have been doing some writing with my marketing director, Drew, and before that, Melissa helped me out a little bit, really expanding on some of the ideas and talking about those things as well. This is just another way to do that, another way to facilitate.
And it's fun, I think, too, that, like you said, you recognize that your artwork is connected to your personality. Our characters sometimes do that, but you've been alone making your art. You know, you say you do the occasional getting out there, but you've been able to focus in the sense that you've kind of separated yourself so that you could focus so you can create this work. And now your focus is so strong, it's like your focus is now going outward into the public.
Well, it's really where my comfort level has been. I've always been, you know, felt strong as a two-dimensional artist ever since I was a kid, really. I grew up with that kind of passion. And what I'm doing here, and I'm doing it in other ways too. I recently just started writing poetry again. And so that's pretty exciting because it's a way that I'm able to kind of fold in a lot of the ideas that we are putting out there into the world with Root Concepts line in a whole entirely different creative way. And we have this little open mic downtown once a month, which has been a great inspiration for me at the Bistro. It's been a great inspiration for me to, you know, really push myself and push my creativity in a different direction. It's allowed for a lot of, different ideas to kind of percolate and manifest in a different way, which, you know, has a ripple effect of its own. You know, it's something that's pretty new to me. I've written poetry before, but it was a long time ago. And so the impetus to, you know, kind of get back into that and really think like a poet and use language in a different way, without the restriction of the edges of a bumper sticker, you know, where I can basically just continue to, you know, kind of deepen into ideas in a creative way. Again, it's been great. And yes, one thing that I have committed to myself over the last couple years, is that I do need to get my voice out there in a tangible way. And so this is one thing that, yes, I mean, I had to pull on a level of courage, and it's just one of those things. As an artist, you know, you got to find different ways to be inspired and be creative. And this is something that's been effective. It's been good for me. The first one that I did is called From the Front Lines of the Nonviolent Revolution. And it was, it went over so well that I went into the studio with a couple of friends of mine who are musicians, and we did kind of like a studio version of it, which that recording is available on my blog, The Word, and you can actually download the MP3 for free and take it with you, and hopefully it's just a little spark of inspiration that can kind of go out there a little bit.
Now, I've been in bands for years, and I still don't have a recording. How did you get that done so fast?
It's all who you know.
Sadly. Sometimes, fortunately. So, what do you expect, or what would you like your audience for this podcast and for your, you know, the whole package of you? What would you expect? What would you like them to expect from you? You know, we don't know. We can't say a lot right now. We're a little bit flying by the seat of our pants just on the fact that we're getting started. So we're not going to give you something every week per se, but you're going to definitely get consistent stuff from us. But what would you expect? What would you like them to expect when they're tuning in and checking out your website and checking out your blog and checking out this podcast?
Well, that's a good question. And what I would say to that is quite simply that, you know, the mantra that I've had as an independent artist over the last 20 years is to inspire and be inspired, to essentially be a conduit and be open to inspiration, and then taking that inspiration and putting it back out in the world to hopefully inspire anyone else who is open to receiving it. And so what I hope to do with this podcast going forward is actually kind of delve into specific topics. And if you're familiar with the Root Concepts line of artwork at all, what you would probably recognize is that there are certain themes and kind of sub-themes. Of course, the ideas that we really promote are progressive-minded ideas. And so we're going to be talking about those ideas a little more in depth than you can fit on a sticker. And what I'm hoping is that the audience will find it interesting, perhaps entertaining, hopefully insightful, and something that will want you will leave you wanting to come back and listen to the next one.
Right, art is your business, but your business is art. You know, so it's a business. It's definitely a business, but it should be inspiring. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. Some topics we're going to stay tuned for: independent art and the spread of new ideas.
Yes. Independent art is one of the main topics. That's kind of one of the overriding topics is, as an independent artist now with 20 years, I would love to, just share, you know, the challenges,
like how to get your art out into the world,
a little bit of what it takes, you know, and obviously, I hope to get some feedback. You know, I would love for other artists out there and other people that are doing it. I mean, look, in 2016, independent artists are an increasingly rare breed. Right? It's very easy to get rolled with corporate branding and marketing, and to be an independent artist takes a serious backbone.
It's a struggle sometimes.
It's a challenge. I mean, it is a day in, day out, week in, week out challenge without a net. And so that reality is the truth if you're an independent artist, which is also what makes it so special
and valuable.
And it's also what makes it so valuable. Exactly. Because again, it's increasingly rare, because of the degree of difficulty that it takes to not just do it, but maintain it and sustain it.
Can I tell you, I just did the Jackass Bar and Grill thing. They had a mortgage rip up party. They paid off their mortgage in 4 years. The guy bought it. He used to work for Parks and Rec. He was a veteran. They bought the bar. I don't know what their mortgage was, but I watched him burn it 4 years, and they paid off their mortgage. And he's really all about entertaining, and they treat everybody there like a family. But that was off the subject. My friend Paul is a musician, and I help book him, and I help book all these other people. It's part of my art form. I don't, you know, do I do that. Sometimes I make a little money. Sometimes I don't make any money. It's part of my character to make sure these things happen and kind of help lead and role model people into that. But I was told by Paul, there's hardly anybody helping these artists. And he kind of said this thing to me. He was like, you are a great artist. Your talent is, you know, no doubt you have talent, but I feel you're going to make your fortune in helping to stay organized and organize other artists because you're kind of the maypole for them to wrap their...
You know, and that's a nice lead in to what we want to, you know, talk about as well, is that independent artist. And if you appreciate independent artist, the level of support that is necessary and needed, you know, to help each other, to promote each other, to get each other's backs, and to recognize that, you know, if there is independent artists out there who, you know, you're attracted to what they're doing, support them, even if it means just sharing social media. Obviously, if you can give an independent artist money, they will not forget that. That's what pays their bills. And again, it's not, you know, what I find really interesting about independent art is that it's, in a way, it is a product of luxury, right? It's not food, it's not shelter, it's art. However, in a way, it is necessity when it comes to quality of life, when it comes to the things in life that connect us to something greater. Independent art is essential. And that's why independent artists are essential, because otherwise everything is just completely homogenous and boring. And that's why we do what we do, because we don't want to be told what to say or what to put out there. We want to come from our own hearts and put something out in the world that will hopefully be received, but at the very least, exercising our First Amendment rights of expression and to be able to put our ideas out there, whether or not they're received.
Right. How much do we want to be told what to do?
I've never really been good with that at all. And you could probably ask my mom. She would tell you, you know.
Right. So when I heard this comment, like, I see the beauty in the comment, but at first I'm like, you're telling me to get more organized for other people, you know, but then I thought about it and I saw the blessing, you know, in disguise. But just that whole part where if you are going to be an independent artist, and I'm thinking that this is probably part of what, you know, we may talk about at a later topic, is the balancing the creativity and the art and the making the living. You have to be organized. You have to be organized, but you also have to be totally okay with the creative chaos. Like, you have to be both. Sorry, you do.
Yes. And to me, that's a balance that I'm continually having to strike. And even when it comes to, you know, kind of taking the lid off of a new project like what we're doing right here, you know, it's just another thing. I love having projects. And to me, this is going to be something that I feel really good about putting these things out there. I think it's overdue. And on that note, too, what I would like to say in this first podcast is that I want to throw it out there to anybody listening. If you want to hear something, if you are, you know, perusing our website or you're looking through the blog and you want to hear about a topic, if you have a question, I would love that feedback and to answer that question. So send an email over to roots@neverbetter.com and just throw your question out there for the Rootscast.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of what we're doing here at Root Concepts. If you were inspired by what you heard, click the link in the show notes and enter your information so we can send you more great messages like the one you just heard. Until next time, this is Jeff Daverman signing off. Thank you for listening. Peace.